It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. Girl, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. A little pink pony club for you by request from my friends who are here. This is really fun for me. My friends from the Santa Rosa Island Authority are here. Robbie Shock, AJ is here, AJ Powell. It's like, it's so exciting because I got to know them so well when I was out on Pensacola Beach. And now they're here in the studio. Good morning, guys. Welcome.
Good morning. It is such our pleasure to be here with you, Meg.
So excited to see you.
So
Santa Rosa Island Authority, I'm sure people have heard that term. What is it? Can you just kind of give a quick little, like, what is Santa Rosa Island Authority? What do you do? I know you're on the beach. Some people may not know.
Yes. So we are the governing body for Pensacola Beach. So we manage all aspects of that 8.1 miles out there. So we have a development services department, an administrative department, a finance department, an events department. So anything that you ever need that has to do with Santa Rosa Island, we can probably help you out.
Well, it can get confusing because there's Santa Rosa Island in Escambia County next to Santa Rosa County. So it can get very confusing, but it is in Escambia County, Santa Rosa Island, Pensacola Beach.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So today we're going to be talking quite a bit about AJ's specialty, bands on the beach, because you do the events, and I've worked with many events with AJ over the years, and Robbie, of course. But talk about bands on the beach. What is that exactly?
Bands on the beach. That started quite a few years ago. It's every Tuesday night, April through October. So we just kicked off the season April 1st this year. A lot of good bands lined up this year. Every Tuesday night at the Gulfside Pavilion under the Pensacola Beach Ball Tower from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a free music event. Bring the family out. Just remember, no glass or pets allowed.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know, 20, 30, whenever you started this years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there'd be a few people and it'd be kind of nice. Oh my gosh. I think it was last week I saw some photos. It was incredible. Just such a celebration. Everybody out there, the weather was gorgeous. And you even have, every other week you have like the market there too?
Yes. Yes. We have the Gulfside Market that comes out every other week. Local arts and crafts, about 20 vendors. It's grown. So the crowd, like you said, the crowd is fantastic.
Yeah, it's just really neat, and people get up and start dancing. I mean, it's like a free live concert on the beach at sunset. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
Some of the old timers may recall it used to be called and termed Blues on the Beach.
That's right.
Yes,
I forgot about that.
If anybody ever remembers our good friend, right, Mr. Buckley.
Yes.
And when he became the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, it was something that could use a little love and get cleaned up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he renamed the concert series Bands on the Beach, and then he started bringing in a bunch of very well-known local bands, and it has grown into something that it is today. And you know, just another shout out to Mr. Buckley. He has a bench out there,
mm-hmm,
and he still comes when,
aww,
he fills up to it, him and the lovely Mrs. Lee, Jan Lee,
mm-hmm,
and they'll come out there and they'll enjoy it on Tuesday nights.
Oh, I love that. I do. That's,
they were
really
there
cool
last night. They were enjoying it. Yeah,
great.
It was perfect weather. It was good to see them. Absolutely.
That is great. Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're talking with our friends from the Island Authority. They are the experts on Pensacola Beach. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. So with bands on the beach, you've got quite a lineup because it's not just a few weeks for the summer. This goes through, what, to October?
31 weeks of bands. Yeah.
A lot. By the end, we're like, oh, it's Tuesday. We love Tuesday. But, ooh.
Wow.
No, and I mean, and our goal is to make it very, very diverse and, mm-hmm, eclectic. So throughout the season, you're going to find a band that speaks to you for sure.
Right. Okay. And all different types of music. I know, because I've been out there a few times, from country to
bluegrass, old rock, just anything you can imagine, anything you want. we have it out there.
So who have you got just coming up maybe in the month of May that you know about that on your schedule?
Sure. So one of them that we have is a very well-known Pistol Pearl and the Wester Band.
Uh-oh.
And you may know Pistol Pearl. She is now in Nashville, Tennessee. And her parents are the proud owners of the Spaceship House on Pensacola Beach.
Oh, no kidding. Yes. So everyone knows what that, if you go down Via de Luna and on the left-hand side, it looks like a spaceship. And I have known, I've seen that thing for years. And they own that?
They own
that.
So they love coming back and playing for their local hometown crowd.
Uh-huh.
And a new one to the lineup this year that we're very, very excited to have is the Ninth Avenue Brass Band.
Ooh.
So it is, as you can imagine, a lot of horns and a lot of New Orleans funk. And so very, very excited to have them. It's, you know, a 10-member band, and they kind of have that New Orleans style to them right here in Pensacola.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I love this because every week it's something a little different. You just never know what you're going to get. So you can get a PhD in music just attending bands on the beach. I love it. So in addition to the market, so some of the vendors, who do we have out there?
Oh, gosh. We have Honey and Pop Sweet Shop. They do the freeze-dried candy, which is mine and Robbie's absolute favorite.
Wild Berry Skittles for all you listeners.
Ooh.
Go get them.
We just found out what Robbie's favorite is.
Yeah. We also have Kona Ice, of course, mm-hmm. and they alternate with the weather. So they have Tom's Traveling Coffee. So if it's a little bit colder, they have your warm coffee out there.
Okay.
Summer months, they've got the dripping snow cones for all the kids to, you know, get their sugar rush.
That's right. That sounds good. Well, there's so much that you all do. Bands of the Beach is just one of the many things because you're responsible for leasing. You're responsible for so many of the business side of Pensacola Beach. So when we get back from the break, I thought it'd be great to talk about some of the other events. I mean, I don't know. There's little things like, oh, the Blue Angels Air Show.
Just that little thing.
Just that little thing that happens in, you know, in July, 4th of July. So there's a lot going on the beach. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with Robbie and AJ from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And if you have a question for them, 850-437-1620. And we'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa Island Authority, Robbie Schrock, AJ Powell. And we've been talking about bands on the beach. I got a text in from Janet. She says, love bands on the beach, exclamation points.
And we love
you,
Janet.
And she says, oh, here's a question for you. How can we help alleviate the traffic backing up on Fort Pickens Road in the evenings, especially on the weekends when everyone's trying to leave? I know there are two left turn lanes, but maybe others don't know that. So there you go. So we've never talked about traffic at the Santa Rosa Authority.
We love to talk about
traffic.
You
can see their faces like, oh, gosh. But it is true. It is a topic. So we can go there
I can share that. I do understand that that red light is manned on the weekends 24/7 is my understanding from Escambia County.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are something that they do track those numbers and track the number of cars. And so that is an Escambia County function.
Mm-hmm. This is the light that's right by the visitor's center there. You either go left or right. You'll go
right.
Left to Via Luna, right to Fort Pickens.
That's right.
So, but they do. It is monitored. And I used to sit there and watch it from my office window.
Right. They have a traffic engineer that is in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's all that you can do. So coming up now, we have several events happening. I know the Chamber's putting on in May the Art and Wine Festival. That's
yes.
going to be on a Saturday in May. And then some of the other things, do we want to talk about the air show? Is it too soon?
No, let's do it. We are so, so excited to, of course, host another year of Red, White, and Blues. We'll kick it off on July 9th with Circle and Arrivals, which is always the Wednesday. And we term that Breakfast with the Blues
because
it's just such an easy, happy, fun, good morning
mm-hmm.
on the beach in the middle of the week. And
as much traffic, speaking of traffic,
that,
so it's a great time
right.
to come
Please
out
come
for
out
the locals.
For that. And then on Thursday, we'll have the dress rehearsal by the Blue Angels
mm-hmm.
and weather dependent. They're always overhead at 2:00. We'll roll right into Friday, and Friday's going to be your full dress rehearsal. So that's where you'll see the civilian acts. Super, super talented women and men. It's incredible.
And
what
some locals
they can
too
do.
Participate.
Yes. Roy Kinsey with a mm-hmm. veterans flight, and the things he's done throughout the years is truly commendable. And then we'll go right back into the blues at 2:00. And then Saturday is just a copy and paste of Friday. And we are hoping for flat seas and blue skies and the safest show. And in that weekend, and again, it's hydrate, listen to your body, pack your patience, and come enjoy the biggest beach celebration on the Gulf Coast.
It's fantastic. Having been involved and been there, it's fantastic.
So there's so many different agencies. We cannot do it without the Chamber, Escambia County Emergency Management, Fish and Wildlife. I mean, I could go on and on the rest of the show thanking all of the people that it truly takes to make those blues get in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the one, though. How long have you been running this deal now, Robbie?
Yeah, so I've been with Island Authority. It'll be 16 years in August.
Wow.
I mean, I'm only 21, so I don't know.
You started when you were 5.
Yes.
Started when you were 5. Okay.
Right.
So also, in addition to Bands on the Beach, are you still doing the movies?
We are.
Cinemas in the Sand?
We're still doing Cinemas in the Sand. Our next one is the Friday before the Chamber's Art and Wine Festival. So Friday, May 9th, we are doing
Mother's Day weekend.
Yes. Bring Mom Out for Moana 2. That's exciting that we got the license for that. That movie just dropped this year.
Yeah.
So that should be a good crowd.
Okay, that'll be fun. And again, you just bring your own chairs out. You can bring a little cooler if you want
bring
to.
Bring your chairs, cooler, snacks, blankets, whatever. Come get comfy in the sand. It's at the Gulfside Pavilion where we host Bands on the Beach. Mm-hmm. It starts at sunset.
And there's always plenty of parking.
Oh, plenty of parking at that time. Yes.
So
no worries. Get off work. Go get the kids. Get a snack. Come out, watch a free movie with us.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so what else is happening on the beach? I know right now the weather's been beautiful.
It truly has. What do you have going on this weekend, AJ?
This weekend we have the Crawfish 5K.
Yes. That's right. Crawfish Festival is coming up.
Yes, okay. Crawfish Festival is, I believe, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's at Bamboo Willie's on the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. Always a good time. But yeah, they're kicking off the run the weekend before this year.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll alleviate some traffic so people can park and come get their crawfish.
Okay.
We know the people love that around here.
And I've served up some at Bamboo Willie's
myself. Yes, you have.
So that's always, and that is the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of May. So May's going to be action-packed. And the fun thing, though, is that the weather's beautiful. The lifeguards are out now, right? They're out in
the
beach, so they're safe. And
you really want to pay attention. They have Facebook pages. They also have website. And really learn the flag system because that can truly help save a life. And when they have a red flag or a double red flag, like, it's because it's dangerous.
Can you talk a little bit about what those mean in case someone maybe is just listening that's visiting or maybe they're just moved to the area?
Yeah, the flag system is a system that, you know, is in place via public safety, and it will tell you what the seas are like and what the conditions of the water is like. And if you're not from here, we truly, truly want you to swim near a lifeguard because that's the safest thing that you can do.
And as soon as you drive onto the beach over the bridge on the right-hand side, there's a flag there every morning, and I see the lifeguards out there changing it out to whatever it is. So my favorite color is green.
Yes, mine too. And you can actually text PB flags to 888-777. I'll repeat that. PB flags to 888-777, and you'll get the alerts of when the flags do change, and you can plan your beach days with ease.
Okay, so the double red, you absolutely don't want to go in the water.
That's correct?
Right. And then the red, you still don't want to go in.
Right, and it's because there's large surf or strong rip currents. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Dave Greenwood and his team of lifeguards, you know, honestly, they would probably love to come on here and chat with you in depth about
anytime.
All that they do out there. And, you know, they're a very important part of what we do out on the island.
Yeah, we'll have to get them on because I'd love to have them talk about that. The one that I'm especially fond of that I really don't go in the water is the purple one.
Jellyfish.
Yes.
Or marine life.
Marine
life,
quotes in quotes. But it's usually
we know it's jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Don't go in the water when it's purple. I'm just saying. Okay, so what else can we talk about a little bit? There's been some, I know, noticed some construction a little bit. They're improving some things out there.
Right. There was just a big ECUA project that wrapped up, and it wrapped up just in time for the Crew of Wrecks Mardi Gras Parade.
Oh, perfect.
And so there is going to be a phase 3 of that project, and there will be plenty of press releases regarding that, and it will be down Fort Pickens Road when the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
Something we are very, very excited about and our team is working very hard on is an upcoming beach nourishment project.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yes, and so that will happen hopefully this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you know, they're out for bids for contractors, and that project, if you've never seen a beach nourishment, you know, in action, it is incredible to see that sand being pumped ashore.
Wow.
And, you know, I remember a former executive director found this gorgeous, gorgeous shell that he had behind his desk.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it from the last nourishment, which happened approximately 10 years ago.
Wow.
And so, you know, stay away from the roped off areas when the time comes and whatnot, but definitely do make a chance and opportunity to go out there and see that how this all works.
So essentially what's happening is that you've gotten the funding now to actually put more sand on the beach because nature erodes. We have the storms, the things that come in. And so in order to keep tourism up and keep, because this is our jewel in this area, this is what brings people here. This is why a lot of people live here. If we don't take care of it and make sure that it's renourished and that people have it for the future.
That's
it
right.
It will just, because I've been to places in the Carolinas where the beach has kind of gone away.
That's
you know,
right.
You suddenly have like it was 2 miles wide, and now it's 100 feet wide or something.
And that's exactly right, Meg. I mean, even now, if you drive up and down the beach, you'll see that there's areas that what we call is very skinny, very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends on high tide, low tide, and all of that, what time of the day you're out visiting the island. However, it is very, very important to everyone. It's also not just for the hoteliers and tourism, but it's also for safety reasons,
mm-hmm.
to protect the infrastructure on the beach. And same with the sea oats and things
right.
of that nature. And so there's many components of a beach nourishment project. And we are very much well underway and appreciate all the support that we've been receiving recently.
Yeah, because it definitely helps the environment. So, and they did the TDC dollars, I believe, we hopefully will be going towards that this year, some of them.
Yes, Mike Burns did an excellent job presenting to the TDC and presenting why it's important to nourish the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then that item will go before the BCC and we'll get all of our funding. The Island Authority has been saving money for years, you know, to put money away because this project is not cheap, you know,
no.
upwards of $36 million.
Right. Well, I think it's exciting to have it's happening again. And that's a good point for our tourists. They do play for a little something along the way. So that's always good news, too. We're talking with AJ and Robbie from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. If you've got a question, they are the experts on Pensacola Beach, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts this morning, Robbie Schrock, AJ Powell, both from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Y'all do so much on the beach, and we're so grateful for everything you do. We were just talking about the Beach Nourishment Project, and that's not all they're doing. They also have events and things that are going on every single day. So a couple minutes here to wrap things up.
Yeah, this Saturday, again, we've got the Crawfish 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's kicking off for the week after. That is going to be Bamboo Willie's 25th annual Crawfish Festival on Pensacola Beach.
Oh, my gosh. Robert Gleim. I think everyone on the beach is a fan of Robert Gleim. So a shout out to Robert. He's just the absolute best, cares so much about the community. But I'll tell you, if anybody knows how to put on an event and cook some crawfish, I've been a server at that. So I know. It is so much fun.
It's definitely one of those don't miss events for
absolutely.
Sure.
And music, great music, because
yeah.
they have the whole setup
have,
there for
yep.
the bands and stuff like that, too.
All down the boardwalk, yeah.
Yep.
So that's going to be May 2nd through 4th on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk.
Perfect.
You do not want to miss that.
Okay. And then the next Bands on the Beach is Tuesday, every
yes,
Tuesday.
Yes, every Tuesday. And we're so, so excited, you know, to continue rolling off. We're off to a wonderful start. AJ's been out there almost every Tuesday night since the start. And, I mean, we were just debriefing about last night, and he's like,
The crowds,
and how everyone's just in a good mood and they're out enjoying a random Tuesday night. It's just a feel-good event.
Yeah, we need to feel good. So if I want to know the calendar events, things are going on, where do I go?
Yeah, our Facebook, Visit Pensacola Beach, and then visitpensacolabeach.com. There's a calendar of events. Or if you can't navigate that, just give us a call, 850-932-2257, and we'll be happy to fill you in on all the fun things happening on Pensacola Beach.
There's just a few things going on every single day. The two of you do a great job. I know both of them have worked very, very hard. I know that firsthand.
Oh, yes.
Having been out on the beach. Okay, so we're out of time. That's it. We're at the end of the hour. So
good to see you, Meg.
You too,
Meg.
Guys. Thank you so much for being here. We had our friends from Santa Rosa Island Authority. What's that website? One more time for the calendar.
Visit PensacolaBeach.com.